So now let's talk about developments getting approval at City Hall. Generally, proponents have to go through a few public hearings and approvals before a land use application is approved. Our next guest says Surrey City Council is trying to ram a significant amount of land use applications through with just two City Council meetings left. In fact, Surrey First Councillor Linda Annis says Doug McCallum is trying to push a record 50 land use applications through the last two council meetings and postponing public hearings on the applications until after the municipal elections on October 15th. Joining us now is Surrey Councillor Linda Annis. Linda, thank you for speaking to us today.
My pleasure, Jazz.
Now, generally during the end of a term, things slow down at City Hall because you're in the verge of an election campaign or election day is only a month away. You usually don't leave votes to the last minute just because of politicking and because you don't want to be spending your final few hours discussing very contentious issues. But walk me through this desire by the mayor and his coalition to push 50 land use applications forward before the end of the council's term.
It's unbelievable that he would try to push through these 50 land use applications and postpone the public hearing. So people will not have the opportunity until after the new council is elected to speak on these applications. Completely wrong. Another example of how he's just shutting people out of City Hall.
What is your reasoning or your thinking as to why he is doing this?
Well, I think he's demonstrated a complete disregard for public opinion on this. And quite frankly, the fact that he's putting through 50 applications beckons the question, who's benefiting for this and why are we doing it in such a rush?
An average council meeting, how many of these land use applications would you go through?
It varies, but generally no more than 20. You know, it generally would go between 10, maybe 15 on a really busy council night, but never anything anywhere near 50.
And so he's proposing 50 for the last two council meetings. In regards to the process of getting applications through, walk the public and myself through what process you go through. You come in with, let's say, an application for whether it's rezoning or something you wish to do with a particular piece of land or a lot. How many hearings do you have to go through, and that includes public hearings as well, before something is approved?
When an application first comes to City Hall, the applicant would work with our planning department or engineering department, if appropriate, and then it would go to our land use, and it goes through first and second hearings then, when council would vote on that, with no input really from the public. The next step is we go to public hearing, and people are invited either to write into council or to appear before council and express their opinion about whether this is a good use of that particular land or not. And based on that information, council will make its final decision as to whether or not they want to move forward with this particular proposal.
So in this case, the first two hearings is what we're going forward in regards to approvals. And then anything else is going to be after the election.
That's absolutely correct. I think there's applications here, I suspect, that are going to be controversial, and I suspect that the mayor is afraid that there will be public concern about them, and that could impact negatively on him.
In this case, so when we come, whoever is elected after October 15th, they could stop this still if they wanted to, or is this a case where you build up so much momentum that generally these projects do go through?
No, whoever the new council is that is elected would have the opportunity to turn any of these either back to staff for further consultation after the public hearing, or to outright deny them or move them forward. So that decision will be made by the new council, but if there's anything controversial, the mayor doesn't want that to happen before the election. He wants it to happen after there's another four-year mandate.
So now in this case, is there, I guess with his majority, there's not really something councillors like you or others can really do much about at this point?
We absolutely cannot. The mayor has a majority with his four councillors, and if he wants to bring forward 50 applications and approve them all, quite frankly, that will happen without the support of any of the other councillors. And as you know, in Surrey, the mayor and his team is quite notorious for voting on a slate. Will any of them ever deviate from how the mayor votes?
Have you ever seen any time at Surrey City Hall where so many land use applications have been approved? You say you're doing 10, 15 a night on a council night, but in your time as councillor, has there ever been any special, a special moment where you've had to approve 50 over two council meetings?
I have never, ever seen that. And even by the mayor's own admission, he's saying that this is probably the first time this has ever happened. And my question to him is, why is it happening now? It just isn't good use of council time. It's not engaging the public. The mayor has been brought to task several times about lack of engagement with the public, and this is just another example of it.
Mm-hmm. On another note, how has campaigning been out there in Surrey? Things have been relatively quiet, low key, I think is the best way to describe it so far. It's still early days in this campaign, but how has the campaign been going for you in Surrey?
Well, I've been out there trying to meet with as many people as I possibly can. I've been out door knocking, attending events, meeting with various groups, trying to really understand so that when I do hopefully get back into City Hall, I have good engagement with the people and that I know what issues are really important to them.
Are people engaged?
People are engaged. People, I think, are so tired of the current mayor's approach, sort of my way or the highway. And they're looking for a change. They want to be engaged. They want to have their say in what's happening at City Hall. And they right now, quite frankly, that's not happening.
Hmm. Well, Linda, it's very interesting. So the vote comes very soon, or the last two council meetings. You've got 50 land applications. We'll be watching very closely. It's going to be very interesting. Thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure as always, Jazz.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.